The musical performance of The Color Purple will be presented by the Ensemble Theater of Chattanooga coming up January 16th through the 26th. Based on Alice Walker's 1983 Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by the same name, it takes a look at the hardships and limitations of women of color in the rural South in the early 20th century. I attended a rehearsal of this musical to find out about this unique performance in Chattanooga. A series of letters to God from an abused and exploited African-American woman tells the story of her life and loss. In The Color Purple, we find Celie enduring beatings, sexual and verbal abuse, and conditioned to a life of self-loathing. Through the influence of two very dominant and self-assured women, we eventually see Celie find her courage and worth. Under the direction of Gary Posey, executive director of the Ensemble Theater of Chattanooga, this is Elshante Fauntleroy as Celie and Aikiko Moore Bass as Shug, Celie's husband's mistress.
Mister, make a lot of money to stay here and sing.
Yeah, but you got me feeling so much better. It's time for me to get back out on the road. Make some money, you know.
Mister, beat me when you're not here.
What did he beat you for?
For being me, not you.
Why did you choose The Color Purple for this performance?
The theme for our season at ETC this year is courageously eliminating bias. It's a part of our mission statement, so it kind of dictates how we choose this season. We're focusing on just that little bit. And I thought it would be interesting for a theater company who, I mean, we only have a handful of African-American actors and actresses that work with us regularly, to produce a show that is completely African-American, right? There's no character in the play that's white. So that forces us as an organization to reach out into another community. And since we moved to Eastgate last year and there's a large population of African Americans living in the Brainerd area, it's also allowing us to reach into another community. So it's not just a talent community, it's a patron community, and allowing us as an organization to grow. So it's kind of twofold. It's serving an underserved population, talent-wise, but it's also allowing us as an organization to grow and to, you know, really make our mark in Chattanooga in a different community.
There's a movie, there's the book, and of course this is not just a play, it's a musical.
Right.
What are some of the differences between what people would expect from The Color Purple if they've never seen a theatrical performance?
What I love about the musical is it's the best parts of the movie and the best parts of the book coming together. Obviously, it's, you know, a 3-hour-ish performance, so we don't get the entire book. And it's longer than the movie. One of the main differences, I think, is how they handle Africa. You know, Nettie is in Africa with the kids. The opening of Act Two is about 15 minutes of that whole Africa section that the book deals with, that the movie neglects to a certain extent. So that was kind of an interesting, unique difference between the film and the stage version. And then, of course, also in the stage versions, we have a convention of these three church ladies that keep appearing at different moments throughout the play to sort of help us move through time quicker. And to also comment on things almost as if they're the reader, and that's what the reader is thinking as the reader is thumbing through the book, at least as I imagine it, you know. So that's another difference that we see. Another difference is how they deal with Sophia and the mayor. There's no white people in The Color Purple, the musical. So obviously the mayor and the mayor's wife aren't characters. So how we deal with that, how the play deals with that is a very interesting take too. I would say that's probably the one thing that I miss the most is that development of Sophia's character in the book. But then I think, you know, the writers of the musical said Celie is the focus here. It's Celie's story. And if we have to cut things down and cut things out, that's one storyline that we have to be a little bit more creative with how we tell it, because we don't want Sophia to take focus from the main story. So,
your performers, for some of them, this is probably a bigger stretch than they're used to, and some of them appear to step into it like a comfortable pair of shoes.
That's true. When we had auditions, we had to reach out into a community that a lot of people didn't know who we were. And we didn't handpick. We actually had a very nice turnout at the auditions. It was clear for some people. And then other choices we're taking a chance on, you know? And I think one of the things that, at least my work with ETC, is I like taking a chance on someone who I know has it in them, but is going to take a little bit more work to get there. For me, it's a challenge that I accept. And also, I think, you know, for them, there's certainly a sense of pride when they get to opening night, because they're like, oh my God, I did it, you know, as opposed to, well, I'll never make it. You know, it's just kind of pushing them through it. And then, you know, from here, what's the next thing? I think it really does. It's a nice life lesson for some people. And then to perform alongside, whether they're veterans or naturals, it kind of like levels out the playing field. It's a nice balance, and this cast specifically has been really good about supporting each other and helping each other and pushing each other when they need to be pushed and consoling when they needed to be consoled, and, you know, and the relationships that the cast has formed of the people that didn't know each other is pretty astounding to me.
What are the dates and times for the performances of The Color Purple?
We are running January 16th through the 26th. It's Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 7:30 and Sundays at 2:30. Tickets are going pretty fast, so if you're interested, you know, get in quick.
Now that you have done a full African-American ensemble here, do you have plans to integrate some of these players with your regular troupe?
That was the goal. The goal when we set out to do this was that we would add to our talent pool so that we could open up things that we can do. A couple of years ago, we did a play called My Children, My Africa, which I think is one of the most amazing plays. It's a South African story about apartheid. We were having difficulty casting two black actors and a white girl. We had the white girl and we had one black actor, but we could not find the other one to save our life. We almost had to cancel the play. And so to be able to do this opens us up to a whole new world. We're doing a play later in the season that's a youth play called Home on the Morning Train, which deals with the Underground Railroad. And we were like, well, we'll have kids in The Color Purple that we can integrate into Home on the Morning Train. And boom, we've got people, we've got audience. There's a whole world of talent out there that I was unaware of that now I'm being privy to. It would be a shame and a travesty for me to not try to find more work for them to do.
Color Purple at the Ensemble Theater of Chattanooga will be performed January 16th through the 26th at the Eastgate Town Center. Follow the links on the Around and About blog at WUTC.org for more details and showtimes for The Color Purple. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.